Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Lee, so if you're, you know, reporting on the Sri Lankan attacks, just, you know, you should not use the names of anybody who did them.
Why not?
Oh, because that would be Islamophobic.
Okay, so just giving the names of the suspects?
Yes, even if you report it accurately.
Oh, okay, all right.
Is Islamophobic. That's the new thing. And Al Jazeera left-wing reporter has been pushing back on the idea that you should not give the names because they sound Islamic. And that's just going to lead to Islamophobia, and you would be, you know, thereby, you know, aiding and abetting Islamophobia. So you cannot tell the name.
Even if it was members of Islam that committed the alleged
right. No, name. No, no. Even if you're using the right name.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because that's Islamophobic. However, if there's another shooter like the New Zealand guy, you can go ahead and use his name all day long and just go ahead and blame Trump for.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Even though
that would make sense. Yeah.
Disavowed, said he did not support Donald Trump. He did like his immigration policies, but otherwise he said, you know, no, are you kidding me?
And put white nationalist in the copy as often as
possible. Oh, yes, as often as possible. Yeah. Yes, definitely do that. Because obviously.
That's not divisive.
No, that is. No, it's not.
Because, you know, everybody's hates all these old white nationalists.
Right. I'm just dying here watching the New York Times twist themselves into a pretzel, trying to blame everybody but the guys who did this for this attack.
Yeah.
Here's just a sample of what they're trying to explain why Muslims might have done this attack on a Christian holiday on, you know, Christians. Here's what they write. Okay, this is in Sri Lanka, right? Okay, so Sri Lanka is not in India. It doesn't have anything to do with India. But here's what they write. In India, this is why this might happen. In India, the country's governing right-wing Hindu party is exploiting faith for votes, pushing an us-versus-them philosophy that's left Muslims fearing they will be lynched. In Myanmar, the country's Buddhist generals have orchestrated a terrifying campaign of ethnic cleansing against the country's Rohingya Muslims. Talking about in Indonesia and Bangladesh, traditionally modern Muslim politicians have been forced to adopt harder line stances in response. They say religious minorities in these countries of many faiths have been battered by the surge of, wait, here it is. Only took four paragraphs to work it in. New York Times, nationalism. It says nationalism is causing this. Because, you know, these Christians who make up only 6% of the population of Sri Lanka, they are a big threat.
Yeah.
Somehow.
So all the nationalism in these other nations is what caused that in Sri Lanka,
right,
against a minority Christian population. Okay.
Yes.
It's all perfectly clear now.
Yes, that makes sense, because there's nothing else going on here. In India, the Hindu right, led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has targeted Muslim and Christian minorities, they say, but the latter group because of its symbolic association with British colonialism. So these Muslims, they are right to, I mean, it's very understandable why they would do this attack. Oddly, they were not so understanding or forgiving of the left-wing white supremacist who did the New Zealand attack, nor they should have been. They should have treated him like the scoundrel he was. The problem is your level of scoundrelness is apparently, apparently dictated by who, you know, what grievance group you belong to. Meanwhile, you know, so that's the New York Times. They spend, you know, half this article over 1,000 words talking about, you know, why Muslims might have felt they had to kill all these Christians on Easter, explaining it. But they miss what said Muslims actually said about why they were doing it. Again, Zahran Hashim, very clear. Allah created Sri Lanka for Muslims. Nobody else. They need to be pushed out. They need to be, you know, wiped out. And he says Islam does not permit standing for the national flag. Okay, that's pretty obvious. Hindus, Christians, Buddhists are kafirs. Allah created this land for Muslims. Only Muslims have a right to rule. Seems pretty straightforward to me. Loyalty of Muslims should only be for a nation ruled by Muslims. And there you go.
So.
Yeah. So, and it, oddly, no complaints there about India or Myanmar or Indonesia or Bangladesh. It doesn't seem to be.
Didn't seem to see that
thing.
There, yeah.
No. It seems to be a philosophy here, well, like a sort of like uniting philosophy.
Surely we're taking all this out of context, Tara.
No. That's his social media page. Now, he did very generously say, I will add in his defense, that the kafir, the infidels, do have a right to live. He did say that.
Just not rule.
Just not rule, no. Yeah. They have no right to rule. And so violence is thus justified if people who, you know, if we don't have total Muslim rule. So, yeah. I see he apparently just did not get this right. He did not read the New York Times to figure out why he should be angry. It just kills me how they twist this stuff around. This kills me, too. And hats off to ABC's Terry Moran for his tweet. I mean, he's a mainstream media journalist, right? And he's noticed something strange here. This John Brennan, this head of the CIA, you know, the one who justifies all his commentary on the basis of, well, you know, I saw all the classified, you know, I saw all the raw data, right? He did. He was the head of the CIA. Terry Moran, the only mainstream media journalist to say this, wrote this on Twitter. John Brennan has a lot to answer for. He's, again, Obama's CIA chief, and he's all over the media trying to get rid of Trump any way he can. John Brennan has a lot to answer for going before the American public for months, cloaked with CIA authority and openly suggesting he's got secret info and repeatedly turning in performances like this. And this is where he is suggesting or allowing the host to suggest that, well, you know, like, I know, I've seen the data, I know, you should believe in collusion, which we now know did not happen. And we know crimes did not happen. This is the example Terry Moran tweeted.
Conspiracy involving the Russian influence?
Russians, yes, yeah. I think it was very, U.S. person.
That's an area you know something about. That investigation was developing while you were still on the job.
Well, it was in terms of looking at what was going on with the Russians and whether or not U.S. persons were actively collaborating, colluding, cooperating, and involved in a conspiracy with them or not. But also, if there's going to be any member of the Trump
family. Did you see enough at that stage to believe that there would now, that would result in indictments once investigated?
I thought at the time that there was going to be individuals who were going to have issues with the Department of Justice.
He also predicted on MSNBC that members of the Trump family could be in trouble based on intelligence that he had seen. For months, he suggested he had information that made him believe that Robert Mueller would result, you know, his investigation would result in more indictments for Trump associates. All of it lies. We now know it's a lie. All of it was lies. I mean, is anybody else but me going to notice? I mean, this guy, this former head of the CIA, using CIA intel he had access to, has weaponized that for a paycheck for his commentary. He's a paid commentator. And misled the country for like 2 years, including during the midterms.
Yep. Trying to influence an election, you could say.
I mean, does anybody else find that as outrageous as I do? That you would use your access to classified data to mislead the country, try to take out someone you consider a political opponent?
And the Democrats have the gall to accuse Trump of belittling the agencies and hurting our democracy by belittling federal agencies. When these federal agency directors were illegally and unconstitutionally using their power to spy on the opposition party.
Uh-huh.
Using false information given to FISA courts over knowingly false reports to justify the FISA warrants.
The whole time they know they're false, yet they treat them as if they're real. And they go on the air to mislead the voters of the Republic. I mean, that's what they did. I mean, if this isn't a coup, I don't know what else is. And, I mean, we never had heads of our intel agencies under Democrats or Republicans this politicized. I mean, we had James Comey before the midterms telling people to go out and vote Democrat. And nobody seems to think, like you said, that is going to denigrate these agencies at all. Everybody's going to respect them and think they'll be fair. There's no evidence that they're fair here. There's no evidence that they're anything but political hacks using spy equipment and spy capabilities we have given them to go after terrorists, not the president of the United States.
Or at that time, a candidate.
Yeah.
For the president of the United States of an opposition party of the party in the White House.
And here's the scary thing. If this is acceptable, should we come then to expect that every midterm and every presidential election, we're going to have the heads and former heads of these agencies using intel they have or have had access to take out whoever they deem to be, you know, not politically sufficient?
Question.
Is that going to be normal now?
Do you think that the FBI and maybe the CIA are already starting investigations of all these, what is it, we got 243 Democrat presidential candidates right now?
Well, just the ones they don't want to win. Probably not all of them. But no, I mean...
Well, are there any Democrat candidates that the bureaucracy of the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA don't want to win?
Just the ones they don't control. And I would think that would be Bernie. No, seriously, because the FBI has an open investigation into his wife, which I've told you many times.
Yes.
Look, I don't like Bernie or his wife as far as what they believe. I don't know them personally. But when I saw that, the first thing I thought was, and I never thought this way before, wow, is that real or is that political retribution for running against Hillary?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell anymore with the FBI. Why? Because they're so politicized. They did it to themselves. And now we know John Brennan lied. And by the way, my whole point in all this, Lee, I thought... He's persona non grata, right? He's got to be with the media. He lied to them. He used them for 2 years and took their money and sold them a fake narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out lied. No. He was on Sunday calling for Trump's impeachment for obstruction of justice. By the way, he's not using his old collusion lies anymore. Those are worn out. Now he's on the obstruction of justice drum. So no. I mean, you want to talk about being burned by a source. John Brennan burned these guys. He made fools of them, and they don't care. They're still using them. Texter writes, I have an obstruction of justice question. If Adam Schiff has all this evidence about Russian collusion and Mueller couldn't make a case, doesn't that imply that Schiff failed to turn over the evidence? That would be obstruction, wouldn't it? And if he doesn't have any evidence, then he was running his mouth like that, wasn't he trying to negatively influence the investigation? Wouldn't that be obstruction? Nothing a Democrat does is ever obstruction. Got to remember, you're living in a dual justice system. Text writes, so instead of an electoral college, just let the FBI and DOJ select a supreme ruler. And if that doesn't work, just let the Ninth Circus rule this three-ringer. I think that pretty much is the plan. Text writes, Tara, you did not hear what former CIA Director John Brennan was saying. He said that certain individuals were going to have issues with the Department of Justice. He didn't say they would be legal issues. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I guess, so what he was, okay, so what this text was saying is, what Brennan was really saying was, I looked at the intelligence and there was nothing in it. But I still knew certain individuals would have issues with the Department of Justice who tried to frame them when there was no crime and no collusion. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I see what he did there. Texter writes, Tara, the CYOA and the FBI lie should be referred to as such corrupt to the cores. Corrupt to the cores. Yeah, oh, they are. Very much so. Great questions here. Texter writes, Tara, do you think AG Barr wants revenge on the intelligence departments for the lie about the weapon of mass destruction that made Bush look so bad? Thank you. Oh, Lord. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know where Bill Barr's head's at. I really don't. We will see. Look, folks, if you want to know, again, I've told you this, if you want to know whose side Bill Barr's on, not Trump versus Democrats, I'm not talking about that. I mean, is he on the side of the law, blind justice, and the Constitution? Or is he for any lawlessness that puts the Democrats in charge? Those are the two sides. Or puts the uniparty in charge, because it's the same thing. You will know that by what he does on two things in coming months. Three, actually. The main one, though, that you need to watch is this. Remember, the Mueller investigation was transferred to the Southern District of New York. That is an office that answers to Bill Barr. Barr knows nothing was found. And he also has told us that the basis for the Mueller investigation was very questionable. Okay. If that's the case, then the investigation, the spinoff investigation from the Mueller investigation, which Mueller transferred to the Southern District of New York to protect it, must be shut down. If Bill Barr is on Trump's side and not the uniparties, we don't know yet, he will shut that investigation down. By the way, you know Comey's daughter is one of the ones, is one of those working on that investigation? Yeah, that's who you get investigated by, all your enemies, if you're on the left. If you're on the right, I mean. So far, Bill Barr hasn't shut that investigation down. That is the important one. I've been saying this from the beginning. The purpose of the Mueller investigation of the insurance policy was never, was not to find collusion because they knew there was none. It was to get the spy warrants to get inside Trump World, Trump World Inc., and find something, find anything to stop Trump. Get his own lawyers, get his own heads of business to turn on him, make stuff up if you have to. And they're doing that right now out of the Southern District. So they didn't need the Mueller investigation anymore. But they do need the insurance policy that's still running out of the Southern District of New York. They need that one. And those are spinoff investigations into Trump's businesses. So if you see Bill Barr shut that down, you know he is opposed to lawlessness that benefits the uniparty. If he does not, hasn't done anything here. It's largely pointless. It's largely pointless. Here's another thing to watch, too. It's going to be very interesting. Can Trump get the documents to declassify? By the way, there was an announcement over the weekend that they would be begin to declassify some of them. Can Trump get them? No, it's a serious question. I mean, can Trump physically lay hands on them? Because see, about half those documents implicate people inside the Department of Injustice. The other half implicate people inside the FBI. The FBI has refused to turn them over, so has the Department of Injustice. Okay, so Bill Barr has now been weeks in office, and we haven't seen those documents turned over to the Congress members who requested them, especially on the Republican Senate side. So Bill Barr is still overseeing the stonewalling. Now, he just got there. So, I mean, you know, he needs to dust off, take his jacket off, get comfortable in his office, figure out what's going on, read all the stuff. I get that. So it could still be coming. But about half those 30 subpoenas that were stonewalled by the Democrats at the Department of Justice, but then there's no one else who works there except Bill Barr. Is he going to comply with those? Yeah, folks have pointed out to me that since the Democrats control Congress now and not the Republicans, technically those subpoenas are defunct, but it doesn't matter. He still could comply with those, and he could release the information. So is Trump going to be able to get the documents, physically get the documents he wants to declassify? There was an article last week saying he's not seen them. That's interesting. Will he? No, I mean, because the FBI and the DOJ have been completely lawless up until now. They've defied subpoenas. What makes you think they'll hand the documents to the president? Why would they? They implicate them. Make the president send somebody in to kick the door down to get him. Then they can scream that he's violating their God knows what. See, and when all that hits the fan, then you'll be able to tell who Bill Barr's, what side he's on. I don't know. Texter writes, when will Trump put an end to his enemies and claim the Iron Throne? Ah, the Iron Throne. Oh, by the way, I finally saw the first Game of Thrones over the weekend. I didn't get to watch the second one last night because it's too late for me to stay up. Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. It was really cool to see Jon and Daenerys return to Winterfell victorious after, you know, Jon left a lowly bastard, you know, of his father and then returned with all that. So that was cool. And that's not a spoiler, by the way, because it's in the promo for it. But yes, you know, looking forward to watching the rest. I someday hope that Trump can sit on the Iron Throne. He earned it by winning. Here's a no-shoot Sherlock question for you.
Okay.
Asked by Cheryl Atkinson. I can't believe I didn't think of this myself. Cheryl Atkinson committing real acts of journalism every day now that she is free of the mainstream media. Used to work for CBS. And the background on her, she is currently suing the federal government for illegally hacking her hard drive while she was at CBS, along with James Rosen's and James Rosen's mamas, because we got to know what the mama of the journalist, you know, I mean, we got to know even though that's totally illegal, but whatever.
It's called leverage.
Yeah, it's called leverage. It's good to have it. And so she's wondering, okay, well, all right, Bill Barr, everybody's excited now because Bill Barr says he's going to investigate, you know, the beginnings of all of this and you know, the quote-unquote wiretap applications was what they're still called, even though it's not actual wiretapping the way that it used to be when they had to go sneak into your basement or whatever. But she's, you know, saying, okay, well, okay, great, we're going to investigate this finally. And I've been saying we should investigate it forever, but who's the investigatory arm of the DOJ again?
That would be the FBI.
Yeah. Well, how can officials, she asked, who signed the wiretap applications, fairly investigate the source of their own investigations when it would send members of their agencies to prison potentially? And she's right. She said the FBI and Justice Department's own conduct is under congressional investigation. She said they allegedly didn't tell the judge who approved the wiretaps that some of their evidence was paid for by Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. Top Obama and Trump officials signed four wiretap applications relying in part on the dossier starting a month before the election, she said, under then FBI Director James Comey. Andrew McCabe, who stepped down amid controversy. Then Attorney General Sally Yates, who was later fired by President Trump. FBI General Counsel Dana Biante, who was Deputy Attorney General at the time and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And she says, like, how can we trust the DOJ, which helped to write the applications, and the FBI to investigate themselves?
Exactly.
And we can't. That's the answer. We can't. Because Bill Barr isn't going to be able to do it all by himself. He's going to have to trust the very people who might go to prison to do investigations of their friends. It's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen anybody else make it. There's just this assumption, well, you know, everybody's at the FBI is really good. We can totally trust them. But I don't know that we can.
Well, everyone else is more interested in having President Trump impeached because of all of his lies. That's the real story there.
Yeah. And she said, can the agencies and officials who signed the wiretap applications fairly investigate the source of their questioned evidence? Senator Chuck Grassley says when he first moved to release his memo relating to all this last month, the FBI stonewalled it, claiming it contained classified information. This week, the FBI allowed the memo to be released, but it was so full of redactions that you couldn't tell what it said. So they're still covering up the idea that Bill Barr is going to somehow... and the FBI are going to somehow, you know, go look at this. And Bill Barr even said, I played the audio. Well, you know, my good friend Chris Wray, he and I, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. Are you really? Because Chris Wray told Charles Grassley before he was, you know, approved, before his nomination was approved, Chuck Grassley, who's the head of the Judiciary Committee, was saying to Wray, well, hey, listen, you know, you guys at the FBI are stonewalling all of my subpoenas. You're going to go across the street. You'll send me the stuff I'm asking. And Wray said, oh, I totally will. Oh, yes, we're going to be completely open. He went across the street and we never got another thing again.
Mm-hmm.
It was as if he became part of the collective hive. So, I mean, you know, I think there's some hope now building on the right that Bill Barr might be fair here, but I don't see how he could be without an independent prosecutor. Or an independent, it doesn't have to be a prosecutor, something. But the FBI and the DOJ officials, they cannot investigate this. You cannot trust them. I mean, you can't. All they've done is stonewall and hide the very information Bill Barr, you know, even when it was under subpoena from Congress, which they ignored.
Yeah.
You know, what, are they going to turn it over now because Bill Barr asks really nicely? How's that going to work? And the answer is they're not. So I'm still really skeptical we're ever going to get an answer to any of this short of Trump declassifying. Yeah. I don't think there's any other way. Because you just, I mean, and that's the thing. But, you know, what you and what army are going to investigate this? You're going to have another one outside the CIA and the FBI and the NSA.
If Trump declassifies it, does that still mean it would get released? Because if it's in possession of DOJ and FBI.
Bingo. And there was an article last week saying Trump hadn't actually seen the documents, which sort of stunned me. I don't know if that was true. Only one outlet reported it, so I didn't really mention it. But
if he had, he'd have tweeted it out by now. Anyway.
Yeah, you would think. But I mean, you know, and that remains to be seen. I mean, can Trump get these documents out of these agencies, like physically get a hold of these documents?
I doubt it.
I would think so, too. And I mean, here's another one. Can Bill Barr physically get a hold of these documents?
No.
Or will the underlings just completely rebel? Just say, no, you can't have them. We don't know where they are. We don't have them.
I
don't know the answer to any of these questions.
Isn't it funny how documents can disappear sometimes, Tara?
I know they just get lost. It's kind of like the TV remote in here.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Over the weekend.
Either that or your headphone jack.
My headphone jack. I shouldn't tell anybody that
adapter.
I have a headphone jack, yeah, exactly. Or the rest of the free world will break in here and steal it.
Maybe you can get engineering to weld yours to your headphones.
That is a great idea. Weld it.
Yes, because that's the problem. This is inside radio, inside baseball,
yeah.
Folks. But we have a problem with all the headphones these days have the tiny little quarter-inch jacks. And then we have these, or whatever they call them, micro jacks there, the mini plugs or something or other. And the broadcast equipment has a much larger input there. We have to have adapters. So that's what happens. Those adapters get gone.
And apparently you can melt them down and sell them for a lot of money. I mean, I don't know what they do with them. They cost $10.
I don't know. They come back with mine are gold. So if somebody comes back with some gold bling over the weekend, we'll know
who it is. Somebody's got a new gold tooth or something.
Yes, exactly.
Although I think that's just gold paint, Lee. I don't think it's real.
It probably could be.
That.
I don't know.
Let's see. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Have you seen what they're doing to Kate Smith? If you haven't Googled Smith and Yankees, Kate Smith and Philadelphia Flyers. You know what? Okay. You know what I don't get about this? All right. So Kate Smith, she's saying God Bless America, mm-hmm. and that's what's been played at these stadiums. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was found to have sung, like, in the 1930s, something that was racist. She didn't write it or anything.
Right.
She just sang it.
Yeah.
And so she... that anything sung by her must be removed, even if it isn't racist.
Right.
Okay, well, you know what nobody's reporting? Maybe you've seen it somewhere. Tell me, because I can't find it anywhere. I went nuts trying to find it over the weekend. Okay, so we'll just replace the song with somebody else singing it, right?
Okay.
Or is this a victory for them, where they get the song completely removed?
Where you can do away with God and the blessing of America at a sporting event.
At the same time,
at
man. That is a
time.
Major win. I mean, the only thing better would be to take out the flag at the same time.
And we'll see. Now, there you go.
So, I mean, okay, so some woman who is allegedly racist saying we got to get rid of it. Okay, cool. Are you going to replace it and bring it back with somebody else singing it? I mean, surely someone else can record it.
Yeah.
Or no, we're just not going to have it anymore.
Maybe get Katy Perry to sing it. Or Ariana Grande or, Lady Gaga, maybe. Queen Latifah, I don't know.
Yeah,
all of them are liberals, so.
Preferably with no wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah. I did not mention the Ms. Jackson, so.
Uh-huh. Texter writes, I bet Julian Assange already has the documents, and that's why they scooped him up. Listen, I mean, with the way our government operates and everything they keep in secret, no conspiracy theory is too out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got an FBI and a DOJ that won't respond to subpoenas, your guess is as good as mine. It's where I'm going to leave it.
The level of evidence in the Mueller report in a normal circumstance would be, I think, without question, within the realm of impeachable offenses.
I'm not there yet, but I can foresee that possibly coming.
Do you think this is impeachable?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, no, totally. What is impeachable? We don't know. It just sounds good. Got to replay this by popular demand. If anybody nails this. It's John Ratcliffe. He's not just a member of Congress who happens to be a Republican. He is a former federal prosecutor. In fact, the federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Texas, the head guy who ran the office. So he knows a few things about federal prosecution. He's also a former judge. So he, probably is at least roughly familiar with obstruction of justice and what the standards are here. And he just about came unglued on Bartiromo the other day. It's today's epic rant. Take a listen.
When you consider the most important charge, when you consider the charge that started this all, the charge that Donald Trump or his campaign was conspiring with or colluding with Russia, as I read the report, it struck me that the one person that was always being truthful about that was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was being truthful about collusion when Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Democrats weren't being truthful about having evidence of collusion that didn't exist. Donald Trump was being truthful when Jim Clapper and John Brennan and members of the intelligence community were accusing him of treason for colluding with Russians. Donald Trump was being truthful when Jim Comey and Andy McCabe and folks at our Justice Department weren't being truthful in verifying an unverified dossier as probable cause evidence of collusion. And Donald Trump was being truthful when the media wasn't being truthful about the certainty that Bob Mueller was going to indict Donald Trump and members of his family for conspiracy and collusion with the Russian government. So now all of those folks, Maria, that weren't being truthful, all of a sudden want to gloss over collusion. They say, we don't give a damn about collusion. We want to look at Bob Mueller's findings on possible obstruction by Donald Trump into an investigation of collusion that never should have taken place in the first place. It's borderline absurd.
Bingo. Yeah, that's about all that needs to be said about this, and we should move on. But they're not going to let him because they're done talking about Russia collusion, and now they want to talk about the obstruction of the coup by Donald Trump. Listen, if you're an innocent person, do you not attempt to at least tell your side of the story? Of course you do. But somehow he wasn't supposed to. In fact, you know what? I think they would have run him over and run him out of Washington by now, preferably in handcuffs, had he not defended himself the way that he did. Stood up for himself on Twitter when all the Mitt Romneys and the Bushes of the world told him to just be quiet and take it. Here's some more from John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor.
Obstruction of justice into a collusion investigation where there is no collusion is obstruction of nothing. As a prosecutor, most prosecutors bring obstruction charges against defendants who have tried to cover up their guilt for the underlying crime. Richard Nixon faced obstruction charges for covering up his guilt relating to Watergate. Bill Clinton faced obstruction charges for his actions in the Monica Lewinsky affair. The idea that Donald Trump obstructed justice into a collusion investigation where he wasn't guilty of collusion doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that Bob Mueller, a guy who charged anyone with everything along the way, people were charged with everything short of spitting on the sidewalk. Where he could charge, he did charge. In this case, Bob Mueller didn't charge because he could not charge. He could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there was any criminal conduct, whether it was collusion related or obstruction related or anything related.
So now.
Bingo. Again, not just some Congress member, the former federal prosecutor from the Southern District. He wasn't just the prosecutor. He ran the office. And see, this is the thing. This is what the Democrats are doing. Obstruction of justice sounds really, really bad. It sounds dangerous and scary. So if you just repeat that enough times, even if it isn't possible to prosecute the president for it, doesn't matter. It sounds good and it'll confuse your listeners. And that's exactly what they're doing. All right. It's a beautiful day out there. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.